情绪，而家整方书记嘅人物，
不過，我更加想見到有更多年輕教友 回應天主的召召，並且希望教友鼓勵他們的子女追隨黨籍和奉獻生命的聖召，支持聖召和為聖召祈禱，亦都期望神職人士以事表吸引青年。這樣的話，我們的福傳區黨才會結出常傳的果實。第三個關鍵的對象就是在教會內的外籍天主教徒。香港既是國際城市，在54萬天主教徒之中，有1/3來自其他國家，尤其是來港工作的菲律賓籍弟兄姊妹。真宗教徒的國土局勢在1996年世界移民第一文報提醒我們，在教會內無一個異鄉人，教會不論處於何地，都會令人感到陌生。外籍弟兄姊妹的存在，正是挑戰我們教會個人和團體的責任。倘若每個國區不但安排五日英語離散，仲能提供設施給外籍人士使用，咁樣我哋同外籍教友必定能加深情意，共成一體。至於第四個關注，就是中國教會。中港自70年代末期重新開放至今，雖然經濟已日趨自由蓬勃，但係佢宗教政策仍舊緊縮。儘管內地天主教會只有1個，教徒仍然未能收到福音。所以香港教會應該回應教會的呼籲，擔起橋梁角色，協助內地教會的信仰，促進彼此間的修復，使之同教宗以及同普世教會達至完美共融。我哋要為一點而祈禱，並以謹慎的態度推動這項重要任務，時刻紀念住和關愛於中國的真正的共同共識，佢每日一定為中國祈禱，並且在1986年作出重大的決定，指派教廷有關代表同中方展開精密內心的交談。可惜因為2000年中華中共宣誓一度停頓，現今雙方的交談又再度挫折，原因就是去年發生了一宗非法主教宗教典禮，致使教廷不按天主教法旨宣布有關人士遭受懲罰。儘管如此，歷史總是應該向前走，只有坦誠交談才能夠解決問題。讓我們祈求上主再有公民重開交談，亦都祈求上主恩賜受懲罰者早日復活，彌補教會所受的創傷。為達成這四個部分關注，請問邊度能夠獲得靈性的力量呢？答案就是靈性的泉源就是在基督侍奉侍奉的外來。因此我在進奉的時候所選的戒典是採取聖靈第23首主為我，以及約翰福音第10章耶穌是侍奉。我亦非常期待約翰福音第3章的金句：天主竟這樣愛了世界，甚至賜下了自己的獨生子，使萬眾罪人不至喪亡，反而獲得永生。這個金句包括出愛的三大要素，即是無條件的付予，需要有具體行動，能夠轉化他人。最近幾個月，教會分別在廣州、新界3處聖堂安置了列為真宗的小組。我們除了請他們傳統之外，仲要學習他們的愛主愛人事故。安置在這裏主教教會的就是真宗的教會局以世的聖堂。他是1981年被普爾奇追擊手槍傷，但是傳言之後前往監獄探望佢嘅槍擊佢嘅人，並且表明原諒佢，向警方嘅大政府提出請求。教區嘅事情 亦都見證咗愛係無條件嘅表現。另一位真正不難收回嘅關鍵喺個達義聖堂，不難收回愛心自行偏感全球，自明大國愛。佢使唔多人幫佢一齊，學佢一樣服務，包括在同人中其屬。不難收回愛心，教育我哋愛需要有具體行動。聖女小德蘭嘅父母真馬基抗衛嘅聖母安奉喺聖德烈撒堂，呢對夫婦非常虔誠同埋關愛別人，亦都喺佢哋身上放下奉獻生命嘅聖子重子。佢亦見證緊小德蘭更成為大聖人。小德蘭修院之前有一位年長修女，對佢哋係幾友善。但是小德蘭不以為意，反為十分敬愛呢位修女。結果愛妻同人子呢位年長修女，終於被小德蘭的愛心所轉化。小德蘭的事件證明咗愛確係能夠轉化他人。如果我哋致力服務真福同埋聖人嘅善行，將基督的愛喺生活中實踐出嚟。本教區今年教育年的三大目標：成聖自己、聖化他人、轉化世界，就唔難達到。最後，我再次衷心多謝各位弟兄姊妹嘅祈禱、祝賀同埋參與今日嘅臨終聖祭，亦都請大家繼續為我同埋為所有嘅書記。也贪污钱，也不少，也不信得是。Fathers, sisters, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how long have you been with us of our Holy Father Benedict the 16th for the Catholics in Hong Kong and our motherland? I was elevated into the College of Cardinals.On February 18th, I'm filled with etiquette, yet grateful. Our previous leaders, especially Cardinal John Baptist Wood and Cardinal Joseph Zen, have laid a solid foundation for the diocese. I am happy to follow in their footsteps to be a good pastor and a good servant, as well as to actively promote.Evangelization and pastoral work. To become a cardinal is both an honor and a responsibility, which requires me to be in hierarchical communion with the Holy Father, to love Jesus, and to serve His Church with great courage. The cardinal's red hair is a symbol of martyrdom.Which reminds me to make greater efforts in evangelization, to guide the people to serve society, to defend human rights, justice, and peace, and even give up my life without any hesitation for my faith. Since this honor of becoming a cardinal is also for the diocese, let us share this honor as well as responsibility.To us. I was ordained to the priesthood 46 years ago. On January the 6th, the Feast of the Epiphany, and the reappointed cardinal was announced on the same feast day this year. The shining star emphasized in the Epiphany reminds me of a famous British writer.Bernard Shaw, who once said, life is no brief candle to me. It is a spark of flaming torch which I have got a hold of for the moment, and I want to make it burn as brightly as possible before handing it on to future generations. Under the light of Christ,We have all become missionaries who spread the true light. Now, I recommend the opportunity to share with you my four major pastoral concerns. First, evangelization is the priority we share in the diocese. Our Holy Father, also Benedict XVI, will invoke a year of faith from 2012 to 2013 to give new impetus to the vision of the Church. At the pre-consistory day of reflection and prayer on February 17, the Holy Father led all the cardinals and cardinal designates to pray for the announcement of the Gospel today, bringing the good news to peoples and lands where the Gospel has not yet put down firm roots, as well as being recognizing our faithful through the new materialization. Each year, our diocese is blessed to have more than 6,000 baptisms. Half of them are half baptisms, and half are infant baptisms. Certainly, the righteous in the number of Catholics is largely higher, but the quality of their faith is equally essential. I hope all the people in our diocese will progress not only in quantity, but also in quality of faith. My second concern is occasional promotion to the priesthood and the religious life. Happily, each year there are hundreds of faithful Catholics taking theology, religious sciences, biblical and academical courses. More than 1,000 Catholics volunteer to teach Catholics, but I do hope more young Catholics will be strong to God's law for Christian or religious vocations, and their parents will encourage their children to walk in the path of Christian and religious life. I also hope that all the clergy and religious personnel will set examples to attract young people to pursue the Christian or religious life. In this way, our evangelization work will bring forth fruit. My third concern is for the non-Chinese Catholics in our diocese. Hong Kong is an international city, and one-third of our Catholics are non-Chinese speaking. Among them, especially our Filipino brothers and sisters who work here. Our previous Holy Father, Pope John Paul II, in his message for World Migration Day in 1996, exhorted us in the Church, no one is a stranger, and the Church is not foreign to anyone anywhere. The presence of migrants challenges the responsibility of believers as individuals and as an ability. An effective way is for our parishes to schedule at least one English Mass within the regular Sunday Mass schedule, so that migrants can gather for worship. I always encourage parishes and Catholic schools to make their facilities available for their gatherings on weekends. In this way, we may deepen our affection and communion with our long-time Catholics. My fourth concern is for the Church in China. Since China reopened in the late 1970s, its economy is moving towards greater freedom. However, the policies on religion remain stringent. Although there is only one Catholic Church in China, the believers there are still not yet united. Therefore, echoing the appeals of the previous and current Holy Fathers, our Church in Hong Kong has shouldered the role to be a rich church, helping the Church in China to have better formation, to reconcile among themselves, to achieve full communion with the Holy Father and with universal church. We hope and pray that we can promote this important mission in a prudent and discreet manner. Let's quote John Paul II and a quick love for China and for praying for the church in China every day. In 1986, he made an important decision by sending envoys of the Holy See to negotiate with the Chinese government with vigor and patience. Then this dialogue was halted once due to the decolonization of Chinese problems in the year 2000. Today, the same dialogue is again being disrupted because there were two Buddhist episcopal ordinations in 2011, which forced the Holy See to declare its congregation of the two clerics in accordance with the canon law. Nevertheless, we have to look forward to the future only with an open and sincere dialogue. Can the problems be solved and a win-win result achieved? For this, let us pray all our world today for the opening of the China-Mexican dialogue, as well as for the graces that flow upon the excommunicated, so that their early repentance will bring reconciliation in our church, and thus the wounds of our church could be healed. In order to accomplish the above four pastoral concerns, where can we draw the necessary strength? Where can we find the source of spirituality? The answer rests with the love of Jesus, our shepherd. The motto I chose for my coat of arms on the occasion of my episcopal ordination was taken from Psalm 23, the Lord was my shepherd. And from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. I also like the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. This scripture passage contains three elements of spirituality. Namely, to offer oneself unconditionally, to have concrete actions, and to be able to transform others. In recent months, our diocese has installed relics of our few blessings in three churches located on Hong Kong Island, Kowloon Peninsula, and the new territories, respectively. Besides entrusting our prayers to the intercession of the blessed, we have to learn from them how to love God and to love people. Inside the cathedral of the Immaculate Conception here, we have placed prayers of blessed Pope John Paul II. In 1981, he was shot by a Turkish sniper. After his recovery, the pontiff visited the assassin in prison. Forgave him and even requested the Italian government to grant him an early release. Pope John Paul asked, he restricts Jesus' teaching in the Gospel of today. Love your enemies. The Holy Father's act proves that love requires each one of us to offer ourselves to God unconditionally. The relic of Blessed Mother Teresa has been installed inside St. Cosmas and Damian Church. The loving heart and charitable work of Mother Teresa is welcome internationally, both inside and outside the church. She inspired many people to follow her by abundantly making their possessions and to serve Jesus. Thank you.